Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Read People Like a Book, How to Analyze, Understand, and Predict People's Emotions, Thoughts, Intentions, and Behaviors, written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. Have you ever met someone who seemed to just have a natural gift for getting other people? They appear to be blessed with an instinctive understanding of how other people tick and why they behave as they do to such an extent that they can often predict what they'll say or feel. These are the people who know how to talk so that others really hear them, or the people who can quickly detect when someone is lying or trying to manipulate them. Sometimes such a person may perceive someone else's emotions and understand their motivations to a degree that even exceeds that person's insight into themselves. It can seem like a superpower. How do they do it? The truth is that this ability is not really anything mystical, but a skill like any other that can actually be learned and mastered. While some might call it emotional intelligence or simple social awareness, others may see it as more akin to what a clinical psychologist or psychiatrist may do when they conduct an intake interview with a new patient. On the other hand, you may see this skill as something that a seasoned FBI agent, private detective, or police officer may develop with experience. In this book, we're going to be looking closely at all the ways we can develop these skills in ourselves without needing a psychology degree or any experience as a trained CIA interrogator. Reading and analyzing people is no doubt a valuable skill to have. We encounter and interact with other people constantly and need to cooperate with them if we hope to have successful, harmonious lives. When we know how to quickly and accurately analyze someone's character, behavior, and unspoken intentions, we can communicate more effectively and, to put it bluntly, get what we want. We can adjust the way we communicate to make sure we're really reaching our intended audience. We can spot when we're being Chapter 1, Motivation as a Behavioral Predictor. Why bother to understand people at all? Why go to the trouble of learning about how people operate and why? If you think back to any situation in which you were desperately trying to get a read on someone, it might have been because you were very interested in how they would act, or else trying to understand why they had already acted as they did. To understand why people behave as they do, we need to examine the causes and drivers of that behavior, their motivations. Everyone, including you, is driven to act for some reason or other. You may not always see or understand that reason, but there is one. Only insanity has a person acting for no reason at all. So to get a grip on any behavior, to understand it, predict it, or even influence it somehow, you need to understand what is fueling it, i.e., you need to understand what motivates a person. Why did you pick up this book? Why did you get up this morning? Why have you done any of the no doubt hundreds of things you've already done today? You had your reasons, conscious or unconscious, and another person might gain considerable insight into who you are by knowing what those motivations are. In this chapter, we're going to look at everything that inspires human beings to act. Desire, hate, like and dislike, pleasure and pain, fear, obligation, habit, force, and so on. Once you know what motivates someone, you can start to see their behavior as a natural and logical extension of who they are as a person. You can work backward from their actions to their motivations, and finally to them and who they are as individuals. People are motivated by psychological, social, financial. Chapter 2, The Body, the Face, and Clusters. The idea that people cannot help but reveal their true intentions and feelings one way or another is an appealing one. People can say whatever they like, but it's always been understood that actions speak louder than words, and that people's facial expressions or body language can inadvertently reveal their deepest selves. We are, in effect, communicating all the time, sending out information about our intentions and feelings, but only a small fraction of this is verbal. Observing people's actions and behavior in real time is what we most commonly understand to be analyzing people. It might seem natural to look to people's physical bodies in space to intuit what's going on in their heads, and there's plenty of scientific evidence to support these claims. Physical appearance can tell you a lot about a person's feelings, motivations, and fears, even if they're actively trying to conceal these. In other words, the body doesn't lie. Nevertheless, this approach to understanding people's motivations is not foolproof. When we're interacting with others and trying to understand what makes them tick, it's important to be cautious in making assumptions. We're all individuals, and context is very important. Though we can use various methods to read facial expressions and body language, it pays to remember that no single piece of information is enough to prove anything, and that the art of reading people this way comes down to taking a holistic view of the full scenario as it unfolds in front of you. Look at my face. Let's begin with Haggard and Isaacs in the 1960s. They filmed couples' faces during therapy and noticed little expressions that could only be caught when the film was slowed down. Later on, Chapter 3, Personality Science and Typology. Just as we can understand any kind of communication, behavior, or speech from a person as a direct expression of their total selves, we can include personality into the mix too. Personality can be thought of as a persistent pattern of behavior over the long term. You might read a certain gesture or tone of voice to mean XYZ, but that same gesture or voice, when repeated reliably and often enough, starts to cement into a persona. It follows then that if we know a little bit about the persistent, lifelong pattern of general behavior, we have more context to help us understand the specific behavior we see in front of us at any one time. In psychological terms, personality is usually understood as a special blend of a person's unique traits, i.e., where they fall on multiple attitudinal continuums. Most personality theories are interested in the fundamental axes on which people differ. If you can get a handle on these basic nuts and bolts of human personality, the idea is that you gain greater insight into the behavior, perhaps even learning to preempt and predict it. Test your personality. Now, any discussion of analyzing personality and identity would be incomplete without delving into the big five personality traits, as well as the Myers-Briggs type indicator and associated Kiersey temperaments. These are direct ways of understanding who someone is to the extent that such tests can be accurate. Very rarely will you possess this amount of knowledge about someone you want to read or analyze, but again, it's worth understanding a few different scales upon which to evaluate others. 4. Lie Detection 101 and Caveats. So far in this book, we've thought about all the different motivations that compel people to act and engage with others, all the ways their needs can influence their communication and actions, how the ego plays into the mix, and all the many ways we can read between the lines and consider the total body when listening to everything a person is saying. Doing so, we can peer more deeply into people and understand them better, but let's be honest. A big part of this understanding is not just coming from innocent curiosity. Many of us have a legitimate need to understand people better so we can detect when they are manipulating us, hiding something, or outright lying. Being a good judge of character and an excellent people reader makes you a great friend, lover, parent, or colleague, but it also protects you from the less than noble intentions of others. Whether it's uncovering white lies in your personal life, seeing through underhanded dating tactics, or getting to the bottom of someone who wants to actively misdirect you, big shout out to the entire advertising industry, the skills we've considered so far can be a powerful self-defense strategy. At this point in the book, you're probably sick of hearing the caveat, but it bears repeating. In people reading, there are no guarantees. There are observations, theories, and best guesses, But no technique is 100% guaranteed to work for everyone, since we all have different mannerisms, personalities, backgrounds, etc. Rather, what we cover in this chapter is a great starting point, yet one more tool to put in the toolkit, one more lens through which to view the data. We'll take a look at how professional lie detectors do the work, i.e. FBI and CIA. Chapter 5, Using the Power of Observation. In this chapter, we're going to be drawing on much of what we've already covered, but with an extra element, time. With enough time, it's possible to really get to know someone well, whether you're a good reader of people or not. But the truth is, we sometimes don't have a lot of time. Sometimes we need to make quick assessments of people's characters within a matter of minutes or even seconds. Here, we'll be looking at ways that we can assess people, observe their behavior, hear them speak, and effectively cold read them from scratch with very few context cues. Everyone has seen the so-called psychics and mediums communicating with the dead. The medium throws out a vague and open-ended cue into the wider audience and sees who picks it up. Then they zoom in a little more. If the person is on the older side, they make a vague allusion to a child or a spouse, knowing that the majority of people this age will have spouses or children. Depending on their subtle reaction to this tidbit, they narrow in closer still. The spirit of this process is what we're attempting to fine-tune rather than the outcome, i.e., to deceive people into thinking you're communicating with deceased relatives. There are, in fact, some scientifically supported methods for making pretty accurate snap judgments about people if we know how to use them. How to use thin slicing. In psychology, thin slicing is the ability to find patterns using only very small amounts of data, i.e., thin slices of the phenomenon you're trying to observe. In our case, a person and their behavior. A 1992 paper in the Psychological Bulletin by psychologists Nalini Ambati and Robert Rosen. This has been Read People Like a Book, How to Analyze, Understand, and Predict People's Emotions, Thoughts, Intentions, and Behaviors. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.